Luigi, where are the aliens?
I mean, I guess it kind of fuels the whole Mario has just been isekai the whole time kind of thing. If you think about it,
Look at the elbow. It's gotta be loud.
Oh damn it!
Look at the elbow. There you go.
Very appropriate for our audio only podcast.
God, it's okay. Well, that's why I said it has to be loud.
That's
the only good thing from this movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
But hey, folks, welcome to another rendition, Spod 104 of the Spotter Pod. Today we are covering the Mario movie, but the live action version.
Oh yeah, the first one.
The one that technically, or rather allegedly, has more diversity.
I mean, I guess it does. You have a Latino person playing an Italian person. So, hey, whatever.
Close enough, I guess.
This is the Spotter Pod. We cover whatever we want. And we decided to do this.
Next week, probably Iron Sheik, documentary.
We're going to dip our foot into kind of wrestling, kind of movies. It's kind of movies.
Documentary, you know.
Different. And we thought, you know, we last time, you know, Lingering Thoughts and Illumination's new Mario movie, which I think I just saw crossed 1.2 billion. I don't know if it's like gross, like profit or whatever.
Probably gross.
I could probably look it up right here if you click on it.
I would say gross for sure.
Gross 1.2 billion worldwide. It is now the highest grossing film based on a video game. Highest grossing film. Oh, really?
Of 2023, which
so far fifth highest grossing animated all time. Okay,
Lion King remake is still there.
That is considered an animated movie. The new one.
I mean, they did have to animate it.
Those animals are not real. That's correct.
They did have to animate it. Frozen
2 beat Frozen 1.
I didn't even see Frozen 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of Disney. I feel like.
I mean, hey, Pixar is a giant, bro.
But I feel like, well, Frozen. They don't do Frozen.
Oh right, I was looking at.
There's Incredibles too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway,
What was that?
No, don't worry, I'll get to it. Okay. But anyway, lingering thoughts on the new Mario movie. My lingering thought is you should go watch it instead of this movie.
Things I wanted to point out, so that we failed to mention last time, the Bowser spin when Mario and Luigi do the throw
when he does the 60 from 64.
Yeah, the iconic 64 throw, the Tanuki suit. I kind of know the answer to this, but something I did want to point out, Bowser could have just gotten the superstar at the end and just bodied everybody, but also, you know, he's playing with his food, aka, like, he's so good, he doesn't need it to whoop Mario.
Hey, he's got that, you know, classic villain, like, oh, I don't need
to win decisively, or I don't need to X power up to win. I'm already better.
Which
than.
I get. I feel like because Mario and Luigi literally are just dudes from
Brooklyn.
Yeah, even with the power ups, I guess it's like
they didn't even have at that moment either of the movie
until they touched a star.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that makes sense to me.
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's a plot hole. It's a common trope in those kinds of movies. You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm much stronger than my opponent, so I don't need to. I'm gonna essentially handicap instead of go full 100% and wipe the floor with them. But
yeah, cool. All right,
let's get into the actual Mario movie.
Okay.
Yeah, what year did this movie come out? Like, 19... what's the official title of this?
I think it's. Oh no, that's a new one. It's Super Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah,
Super Mario Brothers.
And what's the name of the new one?
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Ah, okay, so...
I'm still gonna label it live action. Like, that's just
yeah. It's not even year-based, but... So the Super Mario Brothers, the live action movie, is what we covered, and that's what we are covering today. You wanna bless us with a quick overview?
So, basically, Mario and Luigi save a princess from Bowser.
Not Princess Peach.
Not Princess Peach, it's Daisy, which I think I have a little theory on why it's her.
You know what, let's just see her.
Because basically they wanted Luigi to have the love interest because he's younger. And they're
I agree with that.
I think we can't have Peach. That's weird. So we gotta bring Daisy in.
Yeah, can't have a girl that's too young with grimy Mario.
But... although, isn't she also, wasn't she blonde? I swear she was played by blonde. Or she was
blonde. It was kind of like a dark, like maybe a brunette, possibly.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's been, it's only been like,
what else has Dennis weeks? Hopper been in?
I just know that he's an actor.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I'm not very, Rebel Without a, that's a movie. I've heard of that. Don't know what it's about. Rebel Without a Cause.
I don't know these movies. This one's beyond
1955. That's even older than my mom. That's crazy. That's old. Yeah, that's old. Happy Mother's Day for how late, you know, we are recording this the day after. Just a shout out to all the moms out
there. Did you do anything with your mother?
I just went to a restaurant, got us some flowers. It's on Rainbow, actually. Archie's Thai.
Oh, I know that place.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. You went with Bianca?
Yeah.
Just you three, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't bring Borkley?
I thought you were going to be like, you didn't bring me.
You didn't bring me, yeah.
You didn't call me.
Not like I was doing something.
Oh, he's in Texas Chainsaw? Okay. Oh, two. Not one, not two. Which I heard the movie's actually pretty rough, the first one. That's what Bianca says, at least. It's.
I mean, I'm sure it's graphic.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's not... Okay.
Let's try to focus.
Already on the tangent, but yeah. Let's anyway, yeah, Mario and Luigi save a princess from Bowser, but he's from a parallel universe from Earth, from alternate timeline.
Now, let's dig into that a little deeper.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny. Like, honestly, the premise of it, of how they tried to make it... What's another way to put this? I can't think of, but the way that they established a parallel universe in a way that makes sense, quote unquote, to our understanding of like the multiverse.
Yeah.
One of the dinosaurs were never wiped out.
Oh yeah, which you know, I guess it's not an uncommon one.
No, like
it's
cool. But then like they evolved to look like people.
Yeah. See that the whole thing
that's
about
kind of a stretch.
So honestly, the whole thing, and I pulled this article up about the humanoid dinosaurs. So, like I said, yeah. So this whole thing, I'm just kind of like really excited because this is like a thing that speculative evolution is like a whole other field of like, it's but just you know just thinking about like how things evolve
or
and how
theoretical experiments, I guess.
Speculative zoology, it's very a lot of cool things, and this was one that I remembered from the 40s or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, this is 40 years old. So basically, like, it's not the first time that people thought about the whole what dinosaurs turning into humans equivalents, right, and gaining intelligence and all that.
Honestly, it is the first I've heard of it, but...
Yeah, it looks...
God damn.
Yeah, just look up dinosaur-human, Russell and Sigwin dinosauroid. It is... It's probably more realistic than the ones in this movie.
Yeah, I guess
because at least
we're not going to read this article because you know we're in the middle of recording.
Anyway.
But like, what is their reasoning for as to why they evolved into humanoid?
So honestly,
20 words or less.
Personally, I think it's just because we think we're the end product of evolution, obviously because we're so smart.
So therefore, they had to evolve to something similar.
Yeah, because that's how it would work, right? But like that's kind of not how evolution works. If you think about it, the dinosaurs were around for millions of years and modern humans have only been around for less than that.
I'll tell you that much.
So like the thought that like I think the inevitability in evolution and intelligence specifically I feel like is something that some people might think is like, the march of progress, like eventually something. I guess it's not like unfathomable that it could happen, but it probably wouldn't.
I do want to mention. Sorry to cut you off, but it almost seems like narcissistic in a way to assume that they would evolve into
humanoid
type. Of
yeah, no, it's
beings.
Very very human centric. Us
like,
humans,
like, I do,
it's hard.
I do understand the reasoning of since we're the apex predator, they should evolve into something like us in order to be the actual apex predator. But also, like you said, that's like how does natural selection work? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you're adapting to your environments, and I just can't imagine what kind of environment that would make.
It's, So, personally, I think the whole thing's kind of...
Maybe Raptors? I don't know.
The whole thing is kind of flawed, but, like, hey, for a pulp science fiction-y... Which, you know what? This movie is, like, a science fiction movie, which 100%. I would say it is. I kind of wouldn't expect that from a movie about Mario, but, like, they went pretty hard, like, parallel universes.
And... I feel like it was kind of around that time, because I think before they started adapting things fully into its, like... From its original form, like, you know how the Mario movie is, like, animated? Because, you know, like, when the X-Men movies in 2000 came out, it was more, like, they weren't necessarily in the goofy, bright, colored costumes. It's kind of just, like, more subtle.
Yeah.
Which, right or wrong, you know, that's just how it was. I think nowadays it's a little more different, but with the advancement of cinematography and movie technology and such, but...
Yeah. All right. Anyway... I guess we're going to get into some of the themes and tones here, and I guess the main one we got, which I kind of state right on the head, is sometimes you just got to trust in the unknown,
I would say, I guess. It's a weak theme, but no, if I rethink on that movie, yeah, I feel like that's essentially...
Yeah.
I don't even think it was necessarily, like, a significant part in the movie, as in, like, how do I put this?
Yeah, it wasn't really integrated well into, like...
Like, it's prevalent in the movie, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Until it's like, oh, you gotta trust in the fungus to save your life.
Yeah.
It's not really well integrated.
What's the easiest movie you could point out how the theme basically dictates the characters in the movie? Is, fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right? Great power, great responsibility, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's basically the premise of the movie. This one is trust in the unknown... Yeah. Right, trusting in powers that be that are beyond your understanding, whatever.
Especially, but. I guess, because they have, you know, they're normal ass like humans, and they're thrust into this
weird
magical world.
Yeah.
So, but like, how do you know? I mean, I guess you trust the ones that aren't trying to kill you. I guess, quote unquote, kill. They're not really doing that, but you know, still a kids' movie.
Assaulting you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not putting you in jailing you for. Is that a word? In jailing, whatever. Imprisoning. So. There you go. That's
yeah, imprisoning.
The word.
There.
That's kind of rough, but. Yeah, no, it's there. It's like,
Tonally speaking, before we finish off the tones, yeah, I would say it's darker for a kids' animated movie. I would say it's not quite as extreme, but it's almost borderline dark comedy, but since it has to be a kids' movie, it can't necessarily lean in.
Yeah, it doesn't go super hard.
I think an example of that is when the man got transformed into a monkey, like he got... De-evolved. I don't think that's a word, but he got de-evolved into a monkey. And
I guess that's a.
Instead of the people, you know, rational people freaking out of that happening, they just started clapping and laughing.
That was weird.
Yeah,
but I guess that's just the society they live in. I guess they're like I wouldn't expect it to be anything like ours, even though it's basically like ours, but a little different. But you know, that's
yeah, fuck Brooklyn.
That's they're from Brooklyn, aren't they? They were shitting like on was it Bronx or Manhattan? I don't know.
New York people are. I don't know.
I'm sure they hate. They hate every other place in New York.
You live in a different part of the city.
How dare you? Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
Queens for life. Am I right? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I'm sure. No, I bet. I bet there's like sayings and fucking. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway,
trust in the unknown, aka trust the fungus.
Trust the fungus, because that's how. Because they're tying in. Yeah, it's like they take some things from the games and they adapt it into a...
Wildly bizarre ways.
Which, you know, I guess I don't inherently... I will say you have to be super accurate, but, like, I don't know. It's just
the way... strange.
The way it all comes together, I don't know. I'm not sure if it really worked out great. But anyway, getting into some of these characters and arcs, I guess. Yeah, no. Couple of them had one had an arc, I guess.
I didn't want to talk about these miscellaneous.
Oh yeah, that's why I put them in.
Okay, so the Goombas. I didn't realize those were supposed to be Goombas.
Yeah, no, they're basically.
If anything, they would have passed for Koopas more.
Cause yeah, you're right. That's so weird. Like, but I feel I guess they considered Goombas like the more.
I mean, the more iconic underling, but those are meant to be like shrew monsters.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Goombas that we got in the movie are like
dinosaurs. They're basically dinosaurs.
Shrunken head. Dinosaur monsters.
Which, I mean, they made Bowser straight up a dinosaur instead of a turtle, so, like, why wouldn't they just make him... I don't know. It's kind of weird.
The fungus is actually, what's his name?
Oh, the king.
King Toadstool. Yeah, sure. That's kind of funny. Big Bertha?
That was the lady, that was right? the, that was the lar- yeah, they, literally called her Big Bertha, because actually kind of like that they called back to her, because, you know, in Mario 3, she's the big fish that kills you.
Right. So they just had a large woman in
large red. Woman in red that stole the crystal. Oh, yeah, that was part of the plot.
The meteorite, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, hold on. We haven't even talked.
Princess Daisy is part, was originally from...
So I guess she's part dinosaur.
Even why was she given away again? She was trying to escape? I think they explained it. Trying to escape Bowser's regime. They gave her the meteorite to merge the worlds together. They're trying to pull a new 52 and merge the worlds together for some reason.
Yeah, because resources are running out. Because the dinosaur world is running out of resources, which is, I guess, like another layer of like sci-fi, the dystopian, like really Mad Maxy kind of. Yeah, but they show like, ooh, it's New York's like or the only city left on the world, which I thought is kind of funny. It's like, yeah, I guess humanity's all just living here. Which I mean,
it's
hey,
not humanity, it's a
dimanity. Fucking hell, whatever.
Yeah.
With all your human mammal hair and
I know I
do like that they try to be like, oh, we hate mammals so much, even though
they look straight up like people. Yeah,
that's so funny. A Putty or Koopa. I'm like, wait, did we just talk about how there's no Koopas? No, that they don't call him Bowser. They call him Koopa because that is his name in Japanese.
Yeah,
it's King Koopa.
See, they were showing respect to the source material. Let's say you're Shigeru Miyamoto, right? And they tell you, hey, we're making a video game based off your franchise. It's like, oh, that's great. And then, you know, comes out whenever, and obviously it doesn't come out, or maybe it does come out in Japan, but comes out with English release in America.
Well, funny thing you mentioned that, because I have a quote straight from Wikipedia that might shed some light.
Lay it on me.
All right now.
Yeah,
I want to hear Nintendo that. Had no interest in creative control and believed the Mario brand was strong enough to allow an experiment with an outside industry. They were literally like, Mario is too big to fail. We don't actually care what the end product is. It's probably going to make money because it's Mario.
So what was the... let's look at the numbers. Let's press the numbers really quick. Just scroll down a little bit.
But grossing 38
based
million.
Off Wikipedia. No, let's go to the bottom. Here we go. Yeah. So budget, 48 million. Box office, nearly 39 million. So
if I was a good editor, I'd put in like the Mario Death sound. That'd be cool.
Wah, 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 wah.
There you go.
That was good enough for me. What I'm trying to make is, wow, they didn't even get their money back.
Yeah.
So, hey, look at that.
I guess they were wrong.
I guess you can't just slap Cena onto everything.
Oh, her name was Daniela, Mario's girlfriend? That's crazy.
I remember that.
You did? Oh, because they were all deep.
Well, I remember she had a girlfriend.
Weren't they all? Dino Hatton. Okay, sure.
Oh my god.
Actually, weren't all the kidnapped girls, didn't they all have names that start with D?
I can't believe that.
Is that a thing I made up in my head when we were watching?
All I know is the Daniela had boobies. It was kind of... She was kind of roll tied.
Yeah, they were there, you know? They showed me...
The physics were in play.
They really got them dialed in. Oh, so Koopa / Bowser. Like, yeah, he's got the... Ultimately, altruistic goal of, like, hey, we're running out of resources.
But it's
more like
just a benefit.
Yeah,
it's not like I want to help others. It's just I happen to be in this scenario, so I'm going to help myself out. And then
he comes off as very, like...
Whatever happens to everyone else, it really doesn't matter. It's just so long as I'm number one.
I'm the king.
Me. I'm the best.
He certainly was there. I guess his henchmen, too. They were really annoying, and I kind of hated listening to them.
Yeah, they were supposed to be the dumb and dumber henchmen, but they were, I don't know, just no endearment, honestly.
I'm not like, please stop talking. And then they got smart, but they were still kind of dumb.
Still shit, yeah. Which, actually, that's funny.
I don't hate that, I guess.
What was Koopa's backstory, do you remember?
His back?
I know, I have a note
for I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we went...
He had that lady that was in love with him, I guess? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was there.
She died. Fuck this movie.
He wants to do whatever. Okay, Mario and Luigi. So they're your everyday like just some schmucks from Brooklyn trying to do things. What were they doing? No, they just happened to run into Daisy. They happened to run into the plot. That's why they get
because she was he was on the phone and she was there. So technically she ran into him.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. But like they followed her cuz Luigi had a hard on for her. So that's why they're involved at all. Because if not, then they probably don't even bother,
right? The funny thing about that scene is Mario fell in defiance of physics.
Oh, yeah, no, that scene was pretty funny.
Remember that? He fell vertically, but then he went horizontally.
Hey, man, it's, hey, you know.
And then he started spinning for some reason.
But yeah, Mario and Luigi, Mario doesn't really have an arc, I'd say. He's just kind of like the supportive, like big brother type.
They should have just called this the Luigi brothers.
That would have been, that wouldn't have made money though. Remember, remember what's so, Luigi's last name in this movie is Mario.
Mario. Mario.
That's funny. That's like the one thing I knew about this movie is that it revealed that their last name's Mario.
Because they're the Mario brothers.
They're the Mario brothers. Because, yeah, sure.
Because obviously it has to be Mario more.
It's like, oh, man. Okay, then Luigi feels to me like more of the main character because he's kind of like the deadbeat. Like, he's kind of lazy. Like, Mario's the actual plumber. He says he's an apprentice.
Yeah. A lot of the movie is Mario cleaning up Luigi's shit or having to help him out. And then Luigi just getting him to go with the flow, which Mario eventually does. And I guess it leads to their success.
Yep. And then eventually he saves the day, I guess. I remember, right? Did he?
Yeah.
With the plumbing? Did they have to do some plumbing?
What? Wait. They defeated Bowser and then they had to ditch Daisy. But then they ended up meeting again in the end, so it all worked out.
Oh, yeah, the Yoshi was in there. He is not
Yoshi
a character.
Yoshi's just straight up a dinosaur.
Yeah, I mean, which I guess that's the character. That's probably the most accurate one. Well, I guess Mario looked pretty good for Mario.
I mean, Yoshi in the Mario universe is meant to be a little more intelligent than just a straight up pet, I feel like. But
yeah, well. Oh, yeah, Toad was there, and he got turned into a
Toad. Toadtail was the worst, man.
Yeah, that was...
absolutely the worst. Why was it a spiral?
I don't know. Because I guess some mushrooms have a spiral pattern on them.
Yeah, but the characters...
Anyway, getting into notable moments. I mean, this first one kind of covered what I said in the beginning. Like, the whole...
Go ahead with it.
I mean, I already said pretty much what I wanted to. Is like... if they're supposed to be evolved from dinosaurs, why are they so human-like? Like, maybe the average person, especially back in 93, don't care. They'll just accept. But I feel like they gotta give him, like, some sort of reptilian kind of thing. Like, I don't know, like...
Well, yeah, didn't you see the hair? It's very very reptilian.
Like, at least give him, like, I don't know, the eyes or something. Give him some contacts and make him look, like, alien or whatever. I don't know. At least that's my main gripe with the whole... If you're gonna go into the... Like, I don't hate the angle, but the execution of it was just...
Made you hate the angle?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, what if they want to look like humans, but they fucking hate humans? So, I don't know. Anyway, the other one, when Luigi told Mario to fly, even though he wasn't flying, and almost got his brother killed.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got for it.
Oh, I have notable some other moments. Notable moments I want to point out. The strippers. Remember the strippers in this kid's movie?
Was it when the fucking dance club or whatever?
Yeah. There were a lot of strippers in that club. The snake dance. Oh, yeah. How'd they know the redheaded lady had the meteorite? I don't even know the character's name. I feel like I was a little lazy in the sense that I don't know her name, but I don't know.
It's probably here, maybe. Oh, wait. Oh, there were supposed to be Iggy and Spike who were part of the Koopalings? The fucking...
Oh, is that what the underlings were?
I guess so.
Lena. I think it was Lena.
Lena, Fiona Shaw. That looks like... Yeah,
no, that's her for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. They... Well, yeah.
I will say I like the 80s video game graphics.
Oh yeah,
that was a goodbye dinosaurs. I thought that was actually kind of neat. Like, I know it wasn't necessarily the Mario graphics, but still akin to
very appropriate.
At least what the franchise is meant to be.
Hmm.
The practical effects were actually really good in this movie.
No, I actually didn't. No, like visually, like it's very competent.
But you know, honestly. I think this movie is the perfect example of context being king, where you have all these cool practical effects, especially not even just for their time. I'd say even today, they're really cool.
Mm.
But it just couldn't be more boring.
Yeah, you know.
You know, like, they couldn't really build the tension or the anticipation for it because I just didn't give a shit. It's kind of sad. Mm. I know I'm kind of rushing the finish here, but I just wanted to point that out. what else? Oh, remember when they were in the elevator and the Goombas
magically
could not notice Mario and Luigi? Like, look, I know it's a kid's movie, so... You kind of have a greater suspension of disbelief, but
I guess their senses are just shit. They could just go to the shits, where they're healing, hearing.
They got the stormtrooper aim. Yeah.
God. Do I have anything else that I write?
That's the firing squad picture. I don't even remember why I put that.
Firing squad.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Is it when they go to jail?
Maybe. Oh yeah, I thought that was actually kind of funny. Like they were setting him up for their mugshots, but it's.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It was like That was the one time we laughed.
Yeah, I got a laugh out of that. I was gonna say, how did the lawyer know about the meteorite? Because the lawyer was just Bowser, so that made sense. Coupone. Yeah. I don't think I spoiled.
Coupone.
That didn't sound right.
Like he's like Al Capone.
No, you have that with coupon. strap your bone on, kid. We're going in.
Who said that?
Mario to Luigi.
Oh, okay.
Fixing the pipe.
I feel it's kind of weird calling your brother kid, but I don't know. I guess.
Well, you wouldn't know if you had a brother.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's all I got.
Getting into key directing. Yeah, the costume design was like
terrible.
And I guess
it's like not even identical to what it was supposed to be.
It's like it's not visually appealing. Like it's unique. You could say it's unique, but I don't know. They had a big resistance to not have Mario and Luigi in red or green until the final act, I guess.
I assume it's meant to be like an earned moment, mm-hmm. right?
An earned when they just find these jumpsuits randomly.
Well, I meant like an earned moment for the viewer.
Yeah, I know, but I'm poking the fucking hole. Where it's they just found them.
Like, it just happens to be this.
You just gotta wait, fucker. Oh, and they had the jump boots because you know that's to explain why Mario could jump so high.
Right.
Yeah. No. And then. Other stuff about it's a very sci-fi plot, which I wouldn't really expect from Mario.
I mean, I guess if you had to like try to explain it in regular terms how this sort of world exists, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, we're doing great.
I mean, I've been watching a lot of Eyepatch Wolf recently. Right?
Okay, yeah, I've heard him. I've heard him. Yeah.
I'm and he was talking about. How some media falls into the valley of mediocrity.
The
valley of mediocrity.
I feel like we've kind of throughout our years.
Yeah, I definitely think the way he put it, like basically just explains how we normally look at it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think I like how he phrased it because I think it's more coherent analogy. But all right, so you have your valley, right?
Mm.
On the top left of the valley, you got stuff like The Room, you know, stuff you can enjoy, but it's really shitty. Like, you either fail, like, it's failing entertainingly, right? Mm. And then on the opposite side, you have, I don't know, The Last of Us or some shit. Just something that's like good.
Like, they're like things that are executed well and you enjoy for being good. And
actually, like quality media, right?
Yeah.
And then right in the middle, you know, that's where you get the stuff that doesn't necessarily fail, but it doesn't really succeed either.
Doesn't really do anything for either interaction.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it doesn't necessarily intrigue... doesn't have a reason to intrigue you. Like, there's enough to, like, maybe you'll check it out, but not much further than that. So, when you kind of actually have to try to consume the whole media, it's basically a slog. And
yeah, it's pretty rough, yeah. Like...
And that's kind
of that's how it felt,
this
right?
Movie is straight in the middle of that valley.
It's like I'm kind of wondering. Like I feel like the premise isn't even that bad, and then maybe it is just because like we're trying to connect it to the Mario franchise, and it's like not what we expect from a Mario movie, especially after watching the new one. Like it's just
how much better.
It's just so different from that. And you know, maybe that probably did impact like. Are obviously the way we see this movie, but I feel like if it was good enough to stand on its own, we probably would have liked it more.
Exactly,
but look, we didn't.
And I think some things. Look, aside from just character designs and all that, like I actually think there was budget put into like the effects of the movie.
I mean, hey, only almost 50 million.
Yeah, so I don't think that necessarily was a problem, but I just think I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't want it to be like maybe you don't want it to be a one-to-one of the source material, right? Mm-hmm. You want it to be like unique on its own, but it's still recognizable. But this is just so far removed.
Yeah, I think it's maybe we're just the wrong audience for it, which you would think you would want people who like Mario and are familiar with the source material to want to see this one, but I feel like maybe people who are just no context for Mario probably might like it more.
And also, I think a problem with it is just how they, the characters that were built were meant to follow throughout the story. Like, I kind of don't want to.
Yeah, no, to be honest, they're not that interesting. Luigi's just kind
of a unresponsible dickhead for a lot of the movie, right? Mario's just, you know,
Mario's like, fine.
He's all right, but that. You know, that's it, though. It's not, that's not necessarily compelling.
Like the reason we're supposed to do it, like, wait, why should we care about this adventure? Because we want, I don't know, maybe if we bought into, like, Luigi more, like, if we liked him and wanted to see him, like, get with Daisy and was invested in that relationship and were sympathetic to her plight and her desire to find her family, which I guess, I feel like that came out of nowhere. Like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to find my dad and he's here. I felt, to me at least, that felt kind of sad.
She said she never knew her parents.
Oh, yeah, I get. Oh, God, you're right. It fucking. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, they established it as
Mario. It's not like you can't have, like, an underdog at the start of a media, right? And then, I mean,
yeah, that's how a lot. Yeah, no, that's how a lot of.
But it's just. It wasn't endearing enough. I'm not going to solely blame it on the actor, right? Like, because the actor, at the end of the day, has to follow the script. So there's flaws with that too, you know.
Yeah. So it's overall just, I don't know.
I think otherwise, like, the shooting is competent, right? It's not like there's some weird angles or anything. Like, I feel like technically speaking, like, none of the shots look cheap or whatever. Or
it doesn't look like they put money. Like we said, they put money in it. You know, it looks.
There's costumes and sound design which are interesting, but.
Yeah, it's like, was it released in the summer? Was it summer blockbuster? Probably, right?
I don't know when else you would release it.
May? Yeah, that's...
That's basically summer.
Yeah. That's my mom's birthday. Wow. 93. I wasn't born yet. That's crazy.
But no, not much else to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, closing thoughts, getting the whole, you know, who's this movie for? I don't know.
I gotta ask the real question. Which is the superior Mario movie?
I mean, I kind of opened the podcast saying, which answering that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know how we normally try to, like, pick an audience or try to determine the audience for what we consume. In this day and age, like, I don't even know. I don't even know if you'd like it if you like cult movies, to be honest.
I mean, according to Wikipedia, it does have a cult following. Cult classic. Has been reappraised by some. Don't know who they are.
Well, certainly not us.
Yeah.
Look, venturing through this podcast, I think I've seen my fair share of, like, quote unquote bad media, but at least in the sense that it's so bad that it's good. I don't know if this is one of them.
Right? Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Like, it's so. It really is, like, there's nothing.
And I can't recommend this for Mario fans.
Oh, definitely not.
Obviously, no. I can't recommend it for video game fans. I can't say it's for children, because, like, hell, some kids might even be scared by some of those costumes.
Oh, yeah, probably, definitely, yeah.
Or they won't even get, hell, I don't even get the plot.
Yeah, it's like, it's both kind of convoluted, but not, it's at the end of the day, it's not that, like, oh, we just got to get the crystal and save the princess. But it's like, I don't know. Like, we had trouble kind of, like, following along with it.
I was falling asleep, shit.
That might be it, though. It was just, we were just so bored that we stopped paying attention.
I mean, that is our partial responsibility, but also, like, you do also have to characterize with what we were consuming at that moment.
Yeah, no, well, you know, that's, you need some help sometime, you know. All right.
God, okay. Yeah, I think, all right. You know how we have our 5 to -5 or -5 to -5 scale?
Yeah.
I think this just sits at 0, yeah, man. Yeah,
it's sitting in a big fat Yoshi egg. You know, it fucking, oh yeah, it ended with a cliffhanger to a sequel, right?
Something like that, yeah. Daisy came in.
You're like, oh my god, you won't believe it.
Yoshi was gonna eat the lady. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
He had, like,
the
long tongue, so they got that right, I guess.
Which, I guess, you know, both of these both Mario movies ended with a Yoshi-ish, well, actually, I don't know if this one. Maybe not that one.
Five this fake one. Yoshis out of 5 real ones is what I would give.
Give it, just give, yeah, just don't. I mean, no, I don't even want to say. The fact that it says it has a cult, I don't know. I've never heard anyone say it.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. That's crazy. I mean, I guess anything can be a cult classic, honestly.
At that point, but you know? I've seen, you know, like, The Room gets put over. Like, I don't, I don't necessarily enjoy it, but I could see.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I can see why someone might enjoy it.
No, because at least for me personally, the enjoyment is seeing a man who does not understand a lot of things about film trying to make a movie.
A coherent movie.
Yeah, whereas this one, it's like just competent enough where there's nothing for me to, like, enjoy or find funny or laugh at.
Quite, yeah.
Which I guess, you know, I guess it does sound kind of mean that I'm laughing at Tommy Wiseau, but hey, he made...
Hey, he knows what he did.
Yeah.
They even made that,
Oh, yeah, the documentary, quote-unquote.
Yeah, with James Franco, so... But I think that goes to show that at least there's something interesting about it.
Right? Oh yeah,
there's a movie there's like that about this.
Yeah, there's just something like unique about like even I know we Fateful Findings was pretty bad, but like also right, Neil Breen was also like kind of like just seeing this man who
that movie I kind of hate too.
I've grown. I know. I think at the time I was kind of hard on it, but I thinking back on it. Like I think it fits to me with
the Neo Yokio is shitty, but I still kind of enjoy Neo Yokio.
No, I think I'm on the opposite.
Less
I'm like,
than this?
I'll take Neo Yokio over this. At least there was times where at least there was stuff in that movie in that show where I'm like that's so goofy, it's so stupid. Like the Toblerone, like
yeah, I was literally about to say like, the okay. Toblerone.
Or the fucking...
You can't have this big Toblerone.
Or when he's, like, fucking talking shit about a man grieving his dead wife or whatever.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. He went to go shout him at the cemetery.
Like, yeah, there's stuff to enjoy. Here, I don't know, there's just nothing. There's just not a lot. It's a fucking wasteland.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I guess not.
But, yeah, sorry, folks. I think this is the first time in 104 spots we're gonna give, give the media a fatal zero, folks. Do not check this one. I can't think of any. Even if you like being bored, I don't know if you like this movie.
if you hate having a good time.
I don't even know if I'd recommend that. Hey, folks, we're not the Sparapod.
Wait, what?
That's not right. We're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be. Catch us next time. Catch us next time, Bubba, when I break his back, snuff fuck his ass, make him humble. I unsheak, baby.
Yeah.